Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, Carver and Lisi running on tonight's edition, Friday night special, hour number two, breaking down the NFL. We broke down college football, top 25 battles, five top 25 battles in CFB this weekend. We're going to turn our attention now to the NFL, week number eight, got started on Thursday night. Big matchup, Minnesota 5-1, enter that ballgame as a 2.5-point road favorite over Matt Stafford and the LA Rams. It was a pinball machine for the first two quarters, 14 up. But in the end, LA prevails 30-20. They get the home win. They bounce back in a big way. They're now 3-4 on the year, potentially a dark horse to make a wild card, potentially a dark horse to win the NFC West title. And maybe, just maybe, the Rams do not ship out Cooper Kupp. They don't try and shop Matt Stafford. They actually try and win the division and get back to the playoffs. This was a 10-7 football team last year. 10-7, Matias. What do you got for me? You got breaking news?
No, I don't got breaking news. I just want to say that you hit that on the spot. I made a promo, actually, of you in the last couple of days of you saying
as
that the Rams, why trade them?
As you should. Give me my due.
Well, you nailed it. You nailed it on the head. Why trade them? And yesterday, you know, we saw Nacua play in a reserved role, and nobody could even notice that. Nobody even noticed that he played in a reserved role. That's how efficient the Rams' offense was yesterday. People thought that Nacua never came out of the game. He actually did. Mm. He played a limited role, and he still succeeded amazingly. And like, Cooper Kupp wasn't even in the mix that much. They didn't even need him that much. And look how great the offense was just coming back to normal. This team is alive right now. And their defense has actually stepped up tremendously in the last couple games, Joe. In the last three games, yeah, it seems like their defense started, you know, getting to the quarterback a little bit.
So think about this. They held Las Vegas and the shoe, Gardner Minshew, in mop-up duty to 15 points, held them to field goals. They did that in the second half against Minnesota. Minnesota was inside the red zone a couple of times. Instead of scoring touchdowns like they did in the first half, they held Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold to two field goals, and that's what allowed them to win the ballgame. Now, I know the controversial call. I was on the air last night. I said it was a garbage type of call. I don't understand why the NFL can't review that, especially the fact that it was a scoring play. I understand you can't review non-penalties, number one, and two, face mask is non-reviewable. I get that. But it was in the end zone. It was a scoring play on that type of situation under 2 minutes. The league office and the replay booth should have the right to reverse that particular call. That's just the way I feel. Sam Darnold's head was almost ripped off his body, and they prevailed the LA Rams. That moving forward, the Rams, think about this, Matias. The Rams were 2 weeks ago plus 790 to make the playoffs. Now they're sitting pretty at plus 360. They cut their price in half in just 2 weeks.
You know what? They have me believing, absolutely. I think that you see that price because they have a chance to win the division.
He's a believer.
Yeah, you know, well, like you said, you know, San Francisco's beat up right now. It just doesn't seem like it's their year. Debo, you know, with the pneumonia. He also hasn't been 100% since, I think, like, since week two, really, or since week three. There's always something wrong with Debo. You know, they lose Ayuk with the knee. They lose McCaffrey for who knows how long. They say he's going to come back, but let's wait and see till he actually comes back and plays a full load. You know what I mean? And see how his Achilles are going to feel after that. We don't know with this Niner team. And Brock Purdy is coming down to earth a little bit. You know, it seems like Shanahan and him are butting heads a little bit on the sidelines. You know, nothing is, you know, it's not sunny in San Francisco every single day anymore, Joe. So, yeah, I think the Rams have a great chance on winning the division. And I think McVay also just called a gem of a game last night offensively. But back to the, you know, the thing that pisses me off about the face mask call, Joe, it's like if they don't throw flags the whole game and people are wondering, it's like, oh, they missed this holding call there. They missed this holding call here. It's a bad game by the refs. That's not the way that the game is called, Joe. There's flags coming out every freaking play, it seems like. You know, the flag for this, a flag for that. And you don't get a flag for that play, Joe. It's atrocious. You know what I mean? We're scratching our heads thinking it's like you throw a flag for every other damn play, Joe. How do you miss that?
Right. You're right. And McVay, am I wrong about McVay? So good. He's just so good, Matias. That kid is so good. Just with his play calls. He's just so good. The scripted plays, the plays that, you know, the in-game adjustments, just so good. I mean, think about this. If we're looking in the division, right? Forget Shanahan, because Shanahan has owned McVay for the most part, but not this year. McVay got him, right? Well, they have the head-to-head. He's got the coaching advantage over McDonald in Seattle, and he definitely has the coaching advantage, in my opinion, over Gannon, right? From a weapons perspective, you can argue that the LA Rams, when healthy, are the best team now from an offensive perspective, even better than the 49ers. I mean, Debo's in the hospital, or was in the hospital this week with pneumonia. George Kittle's banged up. No Christian McCaffrey. Ricky Pearsall's your number one starting wide receiver heading into this week. I mean, no Juwan Jennings. And now you're going to roll out there Kyren Williams, Blake Corum at running back. You're going to roll out Kobe Parkinson, Puka, Cooper Kupp, Tutu Atwell, DeMarcus Robinson, who had two touchdowns. Why wouldn't you sign up for that any day of the week, Matias? I'm talking to you. Get your head.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know. I like it. I like the Rams right now. And you know what? I'm the idiot that actually took the Vikings yesterday, and I called you out, and I said their defense was going to do this. They're going to do that. They completely fell flat, Joe. And the thing about McVay, which I think was – it actually put fear in, you know, through me in the game yesterday. I got scared when Nakua was coming, actually going to play. I thought to myself, how much could he possibly play? And turns out they throw him the ball the first play of the game, and he gets a major drop. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, he has butterfingers. What does McVay do? He goes right back to him, Joe. He goes right back to him. A guy who hasn't played in how many games? He just had a bad drop. He's like, yeah, forget about it. Forget about it. Right back to him. Let him eat.
He fed him. That's what he did.
Yeah, he fed him. He actually juked the guy off of his toes, actually, Joe. That when he went back to him, he actually ended up juking a guy.
He juked him off his toes?
He was dancing. He was dancing. Nakua was confident last night, Joe.
I know. And think about this. DeMarcus Robinson, they scrape him off the street from Kansas City. Guy has two touchdown passes. I mean, come on. I mean, he has weapons. And Kyren Williams rushed for 89 yards in that game, Matias. I mean, again, schedule-wise, right? Are you with me? Schedule-wise, the Rams have a difficult schedule. I'm not going to deny that. Okay? Can you hear me? They play Seattle.
I hear you.
The Dolphins, the Patriots, the Eagles, the Saints, the Bills, the Niners, the Jets, the Cards, and the Seahawks.
I don't think it's that bad, Joe. I don't think it's that bad. I really don't. You know, it could be way worse, is what I'm saying. You don't see the Ravens in there. You don't see the Lions in there. You know what I mean? The scariest team in there, I guess, is the Bills.
And the Eagles.
Right? Nah. Yeah, offensively, sure. But the Eagles don't have the defense that they used to have, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Everybody thinks that the defense is starting to play a little better over there in Philadelphia. I think we'll see this week. You know, and their offense is still out of sync. You know,
More wins, Matias. Seven more wins puts them at 10-7. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. Well, who do you have them losing to?
I gave them the loss to the Eagles, and I gave them the loss to the Bills.
I would agree with that. See, I'm right there with you. I'm on the same page as you.
At home.
I have the Dolphins losing tomorrow, Joe. I mean, Sunday, excuse me.
Really?
Yeah, I swear. 10 seconds.
All right. And we can get into that Tua situation, because we'll dive into some of the big games. We'll give you the takes that aren't going to make my card.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Back. Carver and Lisi. NFL picks coming up on the horizon. Lisi in the cockpit tonight as Carver's out at the Catalina Wine Mixer. But dude, it's the Catalina Wine Mixer, man. That's where Carver is. He's got some what? IPAs? What is he drinking? IPAs and some cheese nuts out there in Cape Cod, playing a little golf, getting together, and it's the Catalina Wine Mixer, man. Right, Matthias?
What is that from Step Brothers?
Pow! Yeah.
Catalina, pow!
It's the Catalina Wine Mixer, man. Bam! Remember? He goes, bam! The Catalina Wine Mixer, man. Pow! And if I joked around, like if Carver was here, he would get mad. So that's why I got to do it when he's not around. You know?
Yeah.
So it's the Cape Cod special, dude. Bam!
Yeah.
So... Too funny. Too funny. So we've been breaking down all of the games. I'm going to give some games that I'm not covering, meaning in the picks. We only do four for the NFL. So let me jump into some games. Now, Matthias mentioned the Dolphins and Arizona. And this is an intriguing game, because I got into this discussion last night on Pro Football Today. Get your take, Matthias. I understand Tua is healthy. I understand he passed his protocol. I understand that when he's in that lineup, they're a significantly much better team. I get that. I'm not denying that in any capacity. What I am concerned about, if you're backing Miami or you're backing any player props for this game, especially the wide receivers, when you have a concussion, and I'm not a doctor, I just know about generalities surrounding concussions. Every time you get a concussion, it takes more out of your body, and it's a combination and a culmination of all of the concussions that you have had in your lifetime, right? So each one, sometimes you lose a little bit, right? That doesn't mean you can't recover 100%, but what it means sometimes is that the recovery time could be a little bit longer. And even though he pushes and comes back, and the last time he came back from a concussion, he threw for 261 and one touchdown, and they won, I get all that. But who's to say that he's not going to have rust? He hasn't practiced. Who's to say he's not going to have a little bit of timing issues? And without Tyreek, or Tyreek not being 100%, it's a lot of pressure to ask, especially in week one, coming back from a long hiatus. You know, game number one. I would not back Miami here. This is not a knock on Miami. It's just a more of a testament to Arizona and what I saw. On that Monday night, they grind out another victory over Justin Herbert. Gannon is a very good underdog coach, especially on the road, has knocked off teams like the Eagles last year, stepped up, covered against Buffalo in week number one. Granted, got blown out by Green Bay. I get that. But they still step up in critical spots when they're catching points, and they have a quarterback that's not injured. Or coming off a significant head injury. Give me Arizona. I lean to the under now, though, Matthias, because I don't know what you're going to get out of Miami. And do they more take the conservative approach in not risking Tua for 40 passes per game? How do you think they approach it? I like Arizona and the under.
I like Arizona, Joe, and I think I like the under as well. But I think it's tight. I think like a 28-23 game, 28-21 game. So I guess, you know, that does give us the over because the total is 46.5. But it's a weird game for all the reasons you just stated. I just think this is a time where Arizona gets to show why they've just been a unit for the whole season. You know what I mean? I think McBride has a pretty good game. And I really do think that James Conner is going to get going on the ground, which is going to open everything else up for the Arizona Cardinals. I expect Marvin Harrison Jr. to actually wake up and do something. I expect them to try to get him the ball too, according to Gannon. It's just like, oh, he's been doing double coverage. So then we've been getting Wilson open and we've been getting Dortch open. It's like, forget about all that. They got to get Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball. And I do think in this game, they're going to get him the ball a little bit more than they have in the last couple games. But the thing is, the thing with the Arizona defense, when you've got mobile quarterbacks, they've had trouble with mobile quarterbacks. They've lost all their games when they've had to get play guys who could create plays on their feet like Jaden Daniels or Josh Allen. But if you got a guy who's sitting down in the pocket, not being able to create plays with their feet like Tua is going to be doing this Sunday, Arizona Cardinals have came out and won those games, Joe. And they haven't won consecutive games in how long, Joe, this Arizona Cardinals team? I think this is a perfect time for them to actually go on a little two-game winning streak and get going. You know, they just came up and had a good defensive performance against the Chargers, even though they gave up a lot of yardage to Herbert, but they didn't give up any touchdowns being thrown for Herbert. So I think they play a great game. I like the price. You know, it's hard to ignore their price at that value. When I saw the number, I could – how do you say no to Arizona? You know, also, like I told you during the break, former Heisman finalist, Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray taking on Heisman finalist Tua Tagovailoa in their college football year. That was a heavy, heavy, heavy debated Heisman finalist trophy championship right there, Joe. So can't wait for that. If this was 4 years ago, this would have been primetime television.
Right. No, you're right. We'll see how this plays out. I'm not sold on Miami. I will say I'm not sold on Mike McDaniel. I think he's an overrated coach. I don't like him in any capacity. I think from an in-game perspective, he absolutely sucks. You know, unless the game plan works right from the get-go, Miami's dead and buried. He doesn't know how to adjust to find weaknesses in opposing defenses. And his defense, I haven't seen take a game over all season long. So for that matter, I can't buy in. And Gannon, again, you know, has overexceeded from the spread perspective. He's over 500. Every time they're underdogs, he steps up. And again, you have a quarterback, love him or hate him, he's healthy for the most part, Kyler Murray, as opposed to Tua. So I agree with you. Let's ride with Arizona. Here's one I don't have a feel on. It won't be on my card, Matias. But Cleveland with Jameis catching 8.5 points. I know Baltimore. I said Baltimore to me is the best team in the NFL, the way they're playing. That's still way too many in terms of back-to-back road games. We'll come back. We'll touch on some more games. Week number 8 in the NFL. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, week 8 NFL picks right here on the horizon. We left off talking about two games in particular, Arizona, Miami, and I left off about Baltimore and Cleveland. Jameis Winston will get the start. Nick Chubb back in that offense, only had 11 carries, 22 yards, did have the touchdown last week against Cincinnati. They lose 21-14, do not get the cover. Unfortunately, if you took the 4.5 points in that matchup, they're catching now. It was 9.5 a day ago. Matias, it's down to 8.5. You say no Zay Flowers potentially for Baltimore. It's back-to-back road games. They expended a lot in that matchup. Offensively and defensively, they win it 41-31. They're the best team, I'm convinced, playing right now. Forget the record. Forget Kansas City being undefeated. I believe Baltimore, from an offensive perspective, can go with anybody. And from who they have beaten, Tampa, they beat Buffalo. They beat, who else did they beat? Help me out, the Ravens. Cincinnati. They have been on a heater.
The mighty Commanders. Commanders, Jaden Daniels.
They beat the Commanders, right. They have been on a heater for the last 4 or 5 weeks that I believe power rankings, you know, everybody's big on those. I would put Baltimore right now number one. I would put Kansas City too. I think if they met right now, I think Baltimore would beat them in a rematch. That's not to take away from the week one matchup, but again, I have to rank it right where we are. That being said, though, Matias, I like Cleveland plus the 8.5. I do. I know they didn't get the cover last week, but I think this is a tough ask after a Monday night primetime game to cover it by double digits. Give me Cleveland and the under. I like Cleveland and the under again. What about you?
I can't bet Cleveland right now because I don't know what I'm going to get with Jameis Winston. Only saying that because these receivers have seen so many different looks and Deshaun Watson not motivated. You know, it just hasn't been good performances by Cleveland on any stretch of the imagination. You know, I remember when they got creamed when Deshaun Watson was walking out of the huddle and then he told the coach to call a timeout because he didn't want to go for it. And everybody creamed Deshaun Watson. Well, it wasn't because he didn't want to go for it. It's because they had too many men on the field, Joe. You know what I mean? It's like they couldn't even get the right personnel out there. This team is having left and right mistakes all game long, and I don't see them fixing it against a team that has no panic. That's what I like about this Ravens team right now, which I don't think they have a great defense. I don't think their defense has lived up to expectations, especially coming off this offseason where they thought they were going to be great. They're usually one of the top three defenses in the league every year. Not this season. They've been giving up a lot of points, but they haven't had any problems putting up points. What we saw against Tampa Bay last week, Tampa Bay goes on a 10-0, you know, in the first quarter lead, Monday Night Football in Tampa. You know, it's a good vibe for Tampa right there and then. You know what I mean? It's like, let's keep rolling. Let's keep it going. There was no panic on that Baltimore sideline, Joe. And that's what makes that team so dangerous. You know, there's a big-time belief in that locker room where it says, even if we go down 10 points, that doesn't mean we can't put up 35 points in the next three quarters. That's what I like about this team. And I definitely can't bet Cleveland when you're talking about a Baltimore team that could do that type of stuff. You know, this was – and the Bucs, you know, they came into this game healthy when they got blown out. Sure, they got injured down the stretch, but they Chris Godwin and Mike Evans were there when the game started, Joe. So this Baltimore team is dangerous, and there's no way I want to bet against them. Even if Zay Flowers isn't playing, he actually logged in a limited practice today for the Baltimore Ravens, first practice all week where he had a limited participation. Bateman would be the guy then. And look, Mark Andrews finally got going last week. Mark Andrews has had a really, really slow start to the season. Well, he started eating last week, Joe. We all know what he can do once he starts, you know, once he gets his feet under him again.
Yep. No, you're right. Mark Andrews with two touchdowns on Monday night, really coming on. I mean, you know, it looked like it would be Isaiah Likely. It was Andrews with the two big touchdowns. That's the security blanket for Lamar Jackson, at least over the past few seasons. So if he's healthy, they're a different team. And when Derrick Henry's running the football, he's an absolute beast, Matias. I mean, you can't.
Exactly. I didn't even say Henry, Joe. I didn't even mention Derrick Henry, who only had, what, four to 14 yards in the first half of that game, Joe? He was nowhere to be seen. All of his yardage, Joe, came in the second half. It's insane.
It's crazy. You want to talk about just a great addition to that offense. Derrick Henry, just a beast. He's a man among boys. That's how big he is and runs downhill every time. We'll come back with our picks for week 9 of the NFL. Week 8.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, NFL picks. Now, I had a bad week last week. I was 1-3 overall, I believe. I think I was, now, Matias, you gave me 13-11. I'm going to suggest that I'm 14-14 because we have 4 a week. We started with week 1. We're entering week 8. So that would lead, we have 28 total picks. So I think my record is completely 500 at 14-14 overall. Mike was 9-14-1, I believe, heading into last week. And I don't know what he did with his picks. So we'll get you updated when Carver's back. But you have Carver's picks, correct, Matias?
Oh, I'm ready to roll. I'm locked and loaded. Let's go.
I got 4. Are you ready? Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4. Count them. Big dogs on the horizon. Not 1, not 2, 3, 4 big dogs on the horizon. Let's start in the battle in Foxborough. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Who's running the team? Is it Jeff Ulbrich? Is it Big Bad Aaron? I really don't care. They got absolutely smacked in Pittsburgh last Sunday night. They know go back on the road. You saw New England didn't step up as a 5.5-point dog in London against Jacksonville. Well, guess what? They're going to step up. 7 points is way too much for the New York Jets. I don't care that Hassan Reddick is in the building. I don't care that Tay is in the building. I don't care that the Jets typically won this game and dominated last year at the end of the regular season. I believe more in a rookie quarterback in Drake May, a first-year head coach, Gerard Mayo, and a team playing at home that at least has somewhat of a little heart than the New York Jets. Give me the Patriots plus the 7. I might even like them on the money line to win the ball game outright. I would love to see the New York Jets at 2-6 overall. Tampa Bay. They laid it all on the line Monday night. They lose Chris Godwin. They lose Mike Evans. They're two big play wide receivers. I actually thought they'd be in the running for potentially Cooper Kupp. If LA wanted to get rid of him, it would be a perfect fit with him and Baker. But that being aside, this is still a game at home that I think Tampa matches up very well against your gutless Dirty Birds. They got the victory in overtime 3 weeks ago, 36-30. This is a different animal. The humidity potentially in Tampa. They're not playing in a dome, Matias. This is big, bad Baker Mayfield. He's going to throw. He's going to run. He's going to do whatever it takes to win this game. Plus the 2.5. Give me the home dog Bucks outright over Atlanta in this matchup. Bryce Young comes back for Carolina. Hey, hey, hey. They caught 8.5, 9. They got absolutely smacked on the road by Marcus Mariota. Reset, reset, reset. Not one, not two, three, 4 weeks off for Bryce Young. I think it matters because Big Bad Bo Nix is a better runner than he is a thrower. I know they got the victory over New Orleans, that one-dimensional offense with Spencer Rat and Rattler. This is different. I like Bryce Young catching 10.5 in Mile High. Give me the Panthers. They don't have to win the game. They just have to keep it within 10.5 points. I think they could do that. Panthers alive in back-to-back road games over Denver. And then are you ready? Are you ready?
All right. I'm so Texans ready. Oh, God.
Texans got abused by Green Bay. They actually covered that 2.5-point line. They now come back home. We know they've been dominant at home. These teams went toe-to-toe week number one. The 29-27, Anthony Richardson and the crew, they grounded out a victory over Miami. They're catching 4.5 points. I don't think they win, but I think there's a field goal game. Give me the Colts plus the 4.5 on the road. I think they can run it. I think their defense could be in this matchup as well. I know C.J. Stroud is elite, but coming off a mediocre performance against Green Bay, give me the Colts. Your four big bad dogs for week number 8. Patriots plus the 7, Carolina plus the 10.5, Tampa Bay plus the 2.5, and your last pick, the Colts plus the 4.5, the Lisi special. What do you think about that?
I don't like it, Joe. You know why? Because I don't like that Carolina pick whatsoever. I think Denver smokes it. I've been listening to some Denver sports mall radio over there actually just to see what they think.
The sports
Joe, they're talking about brownie points over there in Denver, bro. They're talking about how the Denver Broncos could finally put up some points in a game and not have to get cute and not think of this. They want to get some brownie points over there in Denver. They want to drive up the score over there in Denver this weekend. They want to party in the Mile High City. And you know what? You know that's crazy that you took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with no Godwin, with no Mike Evans, after all you said yesterday about, or the other day about Jalen McMillan. Who? Jalen McMillan what? Palmer who? Cade Otton what? And then you go taking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's berserk. But you know what? That's why they play the games, Joe. And we're going to find out on Sunday. Here are Mike's picks ready to roll. And we start strong, Joe, in Cincinnati. But it's not what you think. He's throwing the curveball at you, Joe. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, plus 2.5 over the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's not it, Joe. Here's another pick for Mike. Dallas, plus 3.5
on the road in San Francisco without Brandon Ayuk, no Juwan Jennings, and possibly no Kittle. Oh, my goodness. Mike is going in for it. Dallas plus 3.5 on the road. And he's on the same page as you, Joe, with his number three pick. Indianapolis Colts on the road. Oh, let's go. Let's go back to LSU, Joe. Come on, let's fix that screen. But plus four and a half points on the road in Houston. You guys are on the same page right there. And he's going to finish with his boring ass game. The Los Angeles Chargers at home against the New Orleans Saints. He's taking the under 41 and a half points. I'm going to be there, Joe. I'm going to be sitting right there, row one, talking all that smack to Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill, all those losers in New Orleans. The Dirty Bird's going to be flying down low, and I'm going to be rooting in the under for Mike Carver. Those have been his picks. Again, that's the Eagles plus 2.5, the Dallas Cowboys plus 3.5, the Indianapolis Colts plus 4.5, and the Chargers and the Saints under 41 and a half points. Let's go.
I love the over in the Chargers Saint game. Love it. So
do I. I don't want to bash his picks, but I think Herbert has his best game of the season, Joe. James Palmer, who? James Palmer, touchdown, Tennessee.
You're crazy. Meanwhile, we're getting boat raced in Chestnut Hill. We cut it to 10 points, and Boston College went right down. They're up 17 on us. We're catching 9.5, Matias. We gotta cut into this lead somehow, some way. You feeling confident?
Oh, God. I can't believe you just told me that. I haven't even looked at the score. All I know is that Louisville scored a touchdown before halftime, and I was just letting it ride, Joe. I'm looking at the Dodgers beating the Yankees 1-0 in the top of the sixth. Kike Hernandez with a play at home base for the Dodgers 1-0. Gabe Morenci must be having a good time down there.
Oh, well, good for Gabe, you know, big Dodger fan. Hopefully he's killing it out there, you know, and hanging out there in L.A., you know, bright lights, big city. That's what it's all about. So we'll see. Sports Rage, I think, is on after us tonight with big Red, Cam Stewart, and Georgie Boy, George Kurtz. So Gentleman George, as we talk to him and when he's on the show. So that's great. And when we come back, Matias, right? It's UFC 308. Now, I don't want to spoil it for you. I don't know. Was it Weidman? One of the UFC champs was given his picks on the Four Letter Network, and he was talking about one guy that took a fight on short notice, and now he's got a full camp ahead of him. He likes that guy. Daigle? What's his name? We'll come back. We'll get Matias.
Oh, my Hawaiian, Dan Ige. Dan
Ige! We'll come back with UFC 308.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back on Carver and Lisi. We're going to break down NFL week number 8 in just a little bit, but like I mentioned, big UFC card number 308. So Matias has not one, not two. He's got a crypto special.
Oh, crypto play special. Of the week.
So I want dogs. So give me a little background about this. Wasn't the 307 card bigger, or is this a marquee event here?
No, Joe. Let me see. Well, no, this is a huge event, Joe. This is a massive event. Max Holloway, Ilia Topuria for the featherweight championship belt of the world. Sure, am I being biased? You know, is my Hawaiian buddy going to fight? Yeah, but it doesn't matter because he's one of the best. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's won many, many matches in a row. The BMF champ. That's the last time Max Holloway fought was when he knocked out Justin Gaethje for the BMF belt. So the anticipation for him getting back in the octagon has been massive for however many months. You know what I mean? And now we get to see him go back to the weight class where he's always been winning, where he's had championships, and he's taken on this young, hungry bull. I don't want to call him young because Ilia Topuria is like...
Young, hungry bull.
Well, his name is the Matador, you know what I mean?
Guy's an ox. Go ahead.
He's a little man, though, Joe. He's a little man. Nice. You know what? And I think Max got this fight. And after seeing the body language today, after seeing his confidence, after seeing his focus, I see a dangerous fighter in Max Holloway tomorrow. And that's not just that. If it was a pick 'em, Joe,
it'd be like, oh man, but seeing Max Holloway at +225, are you kidding me? This guy cannot be +225 against Ilya Topuria. This guy has boxing. This guy has wrestling. This guy has takedown defense. Max is a whole package. And that's the thing. He's never fought a guy like Max Ilya Topuria has, Joe. You know, Max could go in both stances, orthodox, you know, and southpaw. You know, he hasn't seen guys like that. He's seen the guys that he has seen outside of Alexander Volkanovsky. His toughest opponent was Josh Emmett. I'm not talking smack on Josh Emmett, but he's a one-dimensional fighter. One stance, looks for that power. Yeah, but this is a fight for Max. And seeing his face today, Joe, it just put the staple on the paper for me, Joe. It's like he's not talking. Topuria has been talking so much, Joe.
Don't get emotional on me.
No, Topuria is getting emotional, Joe. And it's insane to me. It's insane to me, this guy. It's insane. He's the next Conor McGregor, this guy. No, he's not, Joe, but the co-main event. Co-main event, Robert Whittaker, Bobby Knuckles, +190. He gets Khamzat Chimaev. Bobby Knuckles, Joe.
Is he from the neighborhood? Bobby Knuckles?
He's from Australia, Joe. He's from Australia. He's a former middleweight champion of the world, and he's fighting this crazy, crazy Khamzat Chimaev. He will gas in this fight. It's a long fight. I think Robert Whittaker actually gets the job done. I like all these dogs, Joe. And people might call me crazy. People might call me stupid. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. We'll see after the fights. We'll see what happens. +225 Max Holloway, +190 Robert Whittaker. And here's one more. Dan Ige, +220 against Lerone Murphy. Joe, I think Ige knocks out Lerone Murphy with the right hand. I think Lerone's going to want to finish fight, and I think Ige is going to connect. I think the worst mistake Lerone Murphy's going to make in this fight is attack this fight and look to finish this fight instead of trying to figure out his distance and try and take the fight a little bit slow. He's going to want to go in there and finish this fight and prove a point. I think Dan lands a right hand, Dynamite Dan Ige, 50K Ige. He gets a nickname for a reason, and he takes advantage of these guys that come in too hungry. Dan Ige at Dog Money, +220. Let's go, Joe. Absolutely.
How about this? Dan Ige's fight, under 2.5 rounds at +240.
No, I'd rather just take him the win, because if he tries to take this fight to the ground and the fight starts to get a little bit sloppy, you know, Dan's pretty tough. It's hard to knock out Dan, you know, and same with Lerone Murphy. It's hard to knock out Lerone, but I just find something crazy happening in this fight. I don't want to play with the totals. I'd rather just make a big fat parlay, your Joe Lisi Deluxe Play Crispy Chicken number 7 piece special, with going Max Holloway, Alexander Rakic, Robert Whittaker, and Dan Ige. Those four fights combined, Joe, you might as well buy a house.
How about this? Riddle me this, Batman. Dan Ige to win in round 1, 15-1, round 2, 18-1, round 3, 19-1. We'll ladder it up, 1 through 3.
Based off of what I just said, I'm going to go with round 1. I think this guy's going to come in tough. I think he's going to want to come in to finish the fight, and that's why Dan's going to light that big right hand.
So then why don't I just let the fight under 2.5 rounds and then take Ige 1-3?
Why not, Joe? You know, if that's what you're feeling, why not, Joe? Total scare me. Total scare me in MMA.
Is this guy Eat Iron and Crap Steel? I mean, is he one of those guys?
I eat iron, I crap steel.
He's undefeated, Lerone Murphy. He's undefeated, Joe. He's undefeated. And I was watching the weigh-ins today with some people.
He's from England.
He's from England. But Dan Ige fought in Abu Dhabi. Hawaii. He's Hawaiian, but he lives in Las Vegas. He's lived in Las Vegas for the last, like, 15 years.
Give me Ige, 1-3. I'll take it 50. We'll ladder it up. What time is the fight? 3:30 in the afternoon?
The main card starts at 11 a.m. my time, Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Eastern, the main card starts. The prelims should start at about 10 a.m. East Coast time tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check that. It's a long card. The main card, Joe, but the main card is what you want to tune in for. The main card starts at 2 Eastern your time.
The Ige fight, under 2.5 rounds. Ige laddered up. Round 1, 15-1. Round 2, 18-1. Round 3, 19-1. Ham. We're rolling with Ige. NFL coming right back.
NFL coming right back. Week number 8 on Carver and
Breaking
Lisi.
News. Breaking news. The New York Yankees have taken a 2-1 lead in the top of the 6th over the Dodgers. Big home run for the Yanks. They have guys on first and second with 2 outs in the top of the 6th, leading 2-1 now in Los Angeles. Boy, did that game change, Joe.
We got 2nd and goal. 4 minutes left in the 3rd for Louisville. Can we get this?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi. Carver will be back on Tuesday night with Carver. I had to think, because Monday night we'll be covering the Monday night game in studio. Tuesday, Carver will be with Kurtz, and I'll be back with Carver on Wednesday night. He's at the Catalina Wine Mixer. Matthias, one more time. He's at the Catalina Wine Mixer this weekend.
Pow! Pow!
Pow! We're going to have, just so everybody knows, I'm going to put out the picks. I'm going to tweet them out before college football today is over. But I'm going to have the Catalina Wine Mixer Crypto Special Play of the Day. I'm going to pow, pow. We're going to pow it right home. Everything's lining up. A couple of games we didn't talk about in the NFL. Let's just jump into them right now. Matthias, you want any love in this Detroit-Tennessee game? Detroit, 11.5-point favorites. I don't know. Tennessee is gutless. Mason Rudolph, they're terrible. Here's the thing. Calvin Ridley, 3 catches, 42 yards. He's got 3 catches over the last 3 weeks of the regular season. No DeAndre Hopkins. How could you back a gutless team making back-to-back road games in terms of Tennessee? I can't do it in any capacity. Do you like the under or over there? I lean to the under 44.5.
Yeah, no, I like the under. I think they're going to smoke him, Joe. This Tennessee team is bad. I don't care if Mason Rudolph is playing quarterback. Especially now that DeAndre Hopkins is gone. That locker room is toast, Joe. I have this 5-leg parlay for you, Joe. This 5-leg can't lose parlay. Here we go. Plus 212.
Boy, here we go.
And it's plus 212. Right. The Ravens, the Lions, the Packers, the Chargers, and the Broncos. All money line, plus 212. I don't want to overthink it. I don't want to overthink it. That's why. Those are the plays.
Honestly, it's a wheel play. If you know, it's a wheel play. That's what it is. Sounds like a wheel play to me. They got the first down. Oh, but Boston College quarterback Castellanos is a little bit banged up. That might benefit our 9.5 right now. We don't wish him any harm, but if he wants to take a breather, that would help us out in a big way. Trying to get off the field, he got a first down. The other line, it was Washington and Chicago. No Jaden Daniels. It's Mariota. They say Daniels is day-to-day. He could play, but let's just count him out. Mariota played well. I like Washington plus the 3. Also like
you. I'm with you.
43.5. I mean, I'll probably play the over. I could see it, though, being an ugly game, but I still like Washington outright.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. We're on the same side this week, Joe. I'm with you. I don't know why everybody is throwing shades toward Mariota. I think last week he looked phenomenal in that system. I told that to George Kurtz last night, and he said, well, now this defense is going to have a whole week to prepare for just him, unlike last week where he was just thrown into the game and he did what he wanted to. I still think Mariota has a good game. I think that he's in the right situation. Get the ball out of his hands quickly. Let other people make the plays. You don't see him doing bad things back there, making bad decisions. The ball's going out too quick out of Mariota's hands. Oregon style.
Yep. And then the other game is Seattle and Buffalo. I can only look Buffalo. I think Seattle's going to regress. I think that's an under, though, because of the West Coast trip. Give me Buffalo, Josh Allen, and I think they grind out a victory. I don't think it's high scoring.
I'm with you as well. I had no DK Metcalf. I didn't think he was going to play. I thought they were kind of making, like, you know, little ghost signs, like, hey, we're going to play DK. We're going to play him. No, you're not going to play him. His knee's not okay. They have to set him for a little bit. Who's going to answer the bell for the Seattle Seahawks? You know, last week it was DK Metcalf against the Falcons, making play after play after
Kenneth
play
Walker?
Downfield. He actually made plays against the Falcons as well. 2 touchdown week for Kenneth Walker last week, Joe. But supposedly the offensive line of the Seahawks knew that they were going to do well against the Falcons defensive line. They told Kenneth Walker that he was going to finally have a great game last week. it went well for them against my Dirty Birds, Joe. But I don't, you know, can they do that this week against the Buffalo Bills? They're going to have the momentum, Joe. They're coming off a big road win. They're going back warm and home in Seattle. Well, cold and warm. You know, it's cold over there in Seattle now, but they're going to feel nice at home.
Yeah, they are. Louisville got the ball. We're inside the 50. So we have an opportunity here to cut into that lead. So that'll be good for us. One more game that we didn't touch on in the NFL, Matias, was the last game on the docket. Did we dive into this one? My computer just died here. Hang on.
San Francisco?
I'll get to
San Francisco?
No, not San Fran. I said it before. If Dallas loses that game, I think he's going to be chopped. I don't see any way McCarthy makes it back, but we'll see. I lean to San Fran. We'll see. I don't love the game. We'll come back next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. For Matias, Mike Carver, I'm Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.